The following recording, Massachusetts 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I would like to talk about where I grew up, probably from up until age, say, 12. I grew up in Andover, Massachusetts, which is approximately 24 miles north of Boston, and about less than 10 miles from the New Hampshire border, and not that far from Maine. And we grew up in this little town of Andover. We lived in my grandfather's home because when the day my mom got married, her mom passed away. So my mom was left to care for her father, and it was during World War II, and her sisters and brothers had all gone off to war or whatnot. So that's how it transpired that we stayed in my grandfather's home, which is in Baker's Lane in little old downtown Andover. It was a wonderful place to grow up. We had a lot of kids. It was a little dead-end lane. In our home in particular, we had, well, my grandfather grew cottage roses along the side fence. We had our own apple tree. We had a pear tree. We had our own sliding hill that went down into this swampy area, which was a feed off from the Shawshene River. And the older kids, they had some trees that were downed, and they would tie this huge rope around the downed trees so that it would hang into the water. So in the winter, when it froze, we could ice skate. And the younger kids could hold on to the rope so they wouldn't fall. It would help them to work into their balance of ice skating. It was really neat and kind of nice them to think of, the little kids. But so we, without even leaving our street, we could sled, we could ice skate. We had a pear tree, which we ate the pears, the apple tree. We had wild berries. We had this great big huge crate that was like a huge box, but it was more made of wood. And I had bunny cages in there. And it just was a neat place to grow up. My best friend growing up was Michael O'Hagan. And his mom had died right after he was born, so he came to live with his grandmother, who lived at the end, the beginning of the lane. We lived at the end of the lane. So Michael was my childhood friend. We played in this huge sandbox that we had in our backyard every single day. We played in our sandbox, and then we would go up the hill to the Indian Ridge Playground, and all the kids would be there at the playground doing, you know, arts and crafts, you know, ball games, card games, whatever was happening. And then up the street from where we lived was a variety store called Chickie's. And Chickie and Lou, they ran it. They were Armenian. And they had this glass case with all this penny candy. And you would go every day with your penny. And you would just peer into that glass case and think, what will I buy today? It was the biggest adventure. Every day. You know, and it was so inexpensive, but you thought it was this grand, I don't know, this grand escape, and you never had to cross a street. It was just a delight. And we were just maybe a bit shy of the railroad tracks, with, you know, the train would come and take people into Boston and whatnot. And on the other side of the tracks was another store called Ricky's. So there was Ricky's and Chickie's on either side of the tracks. But Ricky's had more of a sandwich bar, and they, on Fridays, people would go there for their fish, their fried fish dinners, because two stores up was St. Augustine's Church, which dominated the area, although I was a Protestant. The Catholic Church was very, you know, it was, you were very aware of it.